county courthouse.
County seat.
It's the county seat too.
Uh-huh. And how about that part of town where the courthouse is located?
I don't know how to answer that. I don't know.
Square or?
No, in places we do here in the state of Oklahoma have the courthouse square, uh-huh. But it isn't here. Oh, no courthouse square here.
I noticed that in a lot of places, there's no square.
That's right.
What form of public transportation did they have here in the early days?
Horses and buggies, hacks.
Ran them from a livery stable?
Yeah.
Then did they get one of those things that runs on rails?
Streetcar. Yeah, this town had one once. It didn't last long. People had an eye.
Was it a bond issue that put it in?
Called a streetcar. Some company come here and put it in, thought it'd make money, but it didn't.
Makes a pretty good sized town.
Lord, yeah. Now we have the street buses, you know, 10-cent street buses. We can catch the bus right out there and ride from around town the other way, can't you?
What do you say on the bus when your street comes up?
To stop it so you get your stopping place?
Uh-huh.
They have a bell on that thing. It used to, didn't it?
Hard. Car that you pull and it rings the little bell right in front of the driver.
Yeah. That means stop at the next corner.
If that's broken, what would you say to it?
Let me out right here on this corner. Out loud.
I used to like to pull that string and hear the bell ring.
Yeah.
That was always the best part. Let's see, the sheriff of the county is supposed to preserve
law and order.
Uh-huh. What did they do with horse thieves here in the early days?
Well, I just don't remember.
Did they shoot them?
No. I think in early days they had to go from here to the older states to prison.
Uh-huh.
Transferred out of this Indian Territory, you see. It didn't have much courts here. But then you'd be called somewhere where they did have courts,
mm-hmm.
Up at the Capitol or over at Stillwater, not Stillwater. Where is it? The girl's been living with Mutra, the Jacksboro.
What?
El Reno.
Uh-huh.
And the old court now, in them territory days, was nearly all held down at Tishomingo. That's the old Indian fort down there. That's headquarters for the 5 civilized tribes, and they still hold to it.
I heard that was a rough one, too.
Yes, it was. Lord, yeah.
Strangely enough, it sentenced a man to death and then turned him loose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
What?
There was a scaffold built here twice for a man that had murdered another one, and then he didn't hang.
Mm-hmm.
Now eventually came two brothers, and they were twin brothers, from Kentucky here, that was attorneys, big yellow-headed fellow. They got a hold of that man's case and went to work on it. He'd done been convicted twice here. And believe it or not, they got a change of venue. And carried him and the case to Paris, Texas and beat it.
Huh.
And he hadn't been there but a little while. But what? My Jim's brother.
I bet that got those attorneys a lot of business.
Well, he was part Indian. And he had a homestead of, I don't know how many,